Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, like a lot of you, I want the election over. I can't wait. It has been a very long election cycle. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be on the Steve Sanchez Show. Steve Sanchez is going to have a great panel, including me, to cover poll results. So, for those of you in local Las Vegas, listen to 101.5 FM or 720 AM KDON if you're out and about. Please tune in. We got Guy Nora, Patrick Casal. I'm going to be there, and Steve Sanchez is absolutely fantastic. But I just laugh when I hear all the media outlets, you know, saying it is neck and neck. It is statistical tie between all these candidates. The odds of there being statistical ties in so many races, in so many counties, in so many states. Don't you guys think that's a little odd? I also think it's odd that we're not going to know tomorrow night. I mean, unless it's a landslide one way or another, we're not going to know. We've already been told and braced that it's going to take days. It is going to take days. Go to bed tomorrow night. No need to stay up late. We'll have the results of the election later in the week. What the hell? Well, it's because, like states like Pennsylvania and some of these other counties, they don't start counting mail-in ballots until the day of. Now, I got to tell you, if I'm worried about an election, I'm going to count those suckers. I mean, I'll stay up all night to count those suckers. I mean, if I have to do a hospital shift or if I have to do a medical shift, I'm going to go to sleep. No, you don't go to sleep. You finish the job. So they're already bracing, you know, which to me is what spurns more election fraud suspicions. And I get that it's hard to count mail-in ballots. That's why mail-in ballots was never used so ubiquitously before, because it's a cluster and a half. Mail-in ballots or proxy votes were crucial for our military and for people who couldn't make it to that state, but it was such a minority of the numbers that it wouldn't hold up an election. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, all right, guys, well, you know, we have to go through the mail. We have to wait for the mail to come in, and then we have to count everything. Remember, it has to be postmarked. So if it takes 2, 3, 4 days in your city for that ballot to get where it needs to, I get that during COVID, some people were scared. I just don't think it had been vetted. The process had been vetted well enough. So we have people on both sides of the aisle going, okay, this is going to be ridiculous. And I don't want to see the headlines tomorrow night or Wednesday where, you know, okay, votes are being counted, boxes are being, you know, put away, boxes are being brought in. It's a mess. That's why elections for centuries where you go to the polls. And for the select few that were going to be in their county or ability, you know, able to, there'd be a mail-in proxy vote available to them. Now we've switched it where the majority is going to be mail-in, so it's going to be a cluster and a half. And I don't want that. I want to think that our elections are going smoothly. And I don't think anybody, Democrat or Republican, is at fault for being concerned that there's an integrity issue when we're dealing in with mail-in ballots where some of us didn't even get them. I mean, I was purged from the system. Don't know how the hell that happened. Another one of my family members didn't get a ballot. I have somebody who said they got 3 ballots. Why do they have three? So we know it's a cluster and a half. And anybody who says last election, this election, future elections are 1,000% on the up and up, they're wrong, because there's always somebody that decides to vote for their dead spouse. They go, oh, well, I got a ballot for them, so I might as well fill it out. There's always, even if it's a 0.001% chance, there's always some sort of fraud that happens in all elections. So it's very frustrating. It's very anxiety-producing. The only way it won't be is if it's going to be a landslide one way or the other. Well, nobody can find any relief or solace to that, because we're being told from every news outlet that it is neck and neck. And it is so tight, so close. I mean, is it really that close? I have not answered to a lot of these polls. One is, I don't think it's anybody's business, you know, who I'm voting for. Number two is, we've already proven that there's, like, no privacy, and many people are vilified depending on their political affiliation. So you now have a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats going, I'm going to lay low. The nonpartisan push, the nonpartisan a column of voters has skyrocketed. Not because people don't like Democrat versus Republican. They could. I mean, that could be part of it. But a big reason is they don't want to be called out. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to be, discriminated against. So if the fact that we are afraid, many of us, not all of us, but many of us, that we could lose our job based on our political party, we got a problem. That's not cool. And it shows, it'll show in the polls. All the time, I see that these elections don't follow the polls. And you're like, now, I mean, again, if somebody is really, really in the lead, there's no bones about it. But with these neck and neck polls, I really find that there's a lot of room for error. And so if somebody doesn't want to be honest, or they just want to mess with the pollster, and how do you know, does that result get in? Or did somebody hang up? They go, oh, that person was mean. So you know what? I'm not going to count there. I mean, how are these polls being done where there is no room for error? And as I said earlier, if you have a candidate that is so far in the lead, you might be like, good, I don't have to get out of the house. I don't have to go. If you have a candidate that's so far behind, you might be like, well, my vote's not going to count now. The U.S. and pollsters and political officials do not want you to think your vote doesn't count. So they're going to say it's neck and neck. They're going to say it. So I don't expect the election anxiety to end anytime soon. I am going to be talking tomorrow about how to ward off election anxiety and depression if your candidate doesn't win. But just don't go into it thinking that the polls are 100% and that everything is really that neck and neck. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as expected, we are going to come up on drug shortages. We started to run out of amoxicillin liquid suspension for kids. Multiple generic companies were saying they were on back order, short supply. They're trying to make up to get amoxicillin back on the shelves, the pediatric dosing. There's tons of other antibiotics, luckily, but when one is in short supply, now the others get used up pretty quickly. So when I heard that there was an amoxicillin shortage, I'm like, okay, what else are we not hearing? What other drug do we have a shortage of? Well, we're being told that we have a drug shortage of Tamiflu, the most popular anti-flu medication out there. Now, we do have Relenza, we do have Xofluza, but Xofluza and Relenza, I'm not entirely sure of the insurance availability. And in fact, my employer reached out this morning and said, look, Tamiflu's in short supply. Xofluza might not be covered on everybody's plan. Be aware. Well, we're in flu season now. We're in COVID season. But the big problem I have are people asking for flu medication when they don't have flu. And I predicted that we were going to have a shortage of this when telemedicine exploded and people called in saying, I got the flu. I'm like, do you really? You could have COVID. No, it's the flu because my coworker has the flu. Well, do they have the flu because somebody said that over the phone, or do they have the flu because actually they went in to a medical office, they got swabbed, they were told they have influenza A or influenza B, whatever. They have the flu. I know they have the flu because when I had the flu, I feel the same. Okay, you might, but the problem is doctors have been shelling out Tamiflu prescriptions left and right over the past 30 to 60 days. And the problem with that is now we haven't even hit peak flu season. What I'm seeing, and I'm licensed in multiple states, what I'm seeing is a lot of COVID still. COVID cases are rising also. We have had some flu. I can't test them over the phone, but they say that they have a family member that went in, was swabbed. They have similar symptoms. When it comes to a family member having flu, we are allowed to treat the family or treat the people who call in with preventative flu medication. So if you have been exposed to flu, you can get a flu medication like Xofluza or Relenza or Tamiflu preventatively. The Tamiflu preventative dose is you take one pill once a day for 10 days. So hopefully if you were exposed to flu, that one pill once a day for 10 days can protect you. If you have active flu, you take one pill twice a day for 5 days. Because we're seeing so many COVID cases, when somebody calls in with fever, body aches, and a cough, I can't say it's flu or COVID. And so we've talked about the differences. It's not 100%, but generally speaking, flu will hit you like a truck. You'll say, I feel like crap, and you'll say the poo-poo word. I can't say on air. And you will tell me the time of day that you felt sick. Yeah, you went to the gym, you went to work, you went to lunch, you had a 1 o'clock meeting, you got back to your desk, and about 2:15, it hit you. Cough, body aches, fever, malaise, and that fever got high by that night. That, to me, is more of a flu picture than what we're seeing with COVID, which we've seen for a while. My throat felt dry, scratchy. Then I started to feel phlegmy. Then I started to feel congested in my head. Then my lungs felt congested. I had a low-grade fever. Fever went up a little bit more, went up a little bit more. Now it's going back down. That's more in the COVID range. And I'm not saying that, you could have some, cases of flu that is a little bit more insidious, slower onset. You could have some cases of COVID that hit you like a ton of bricks. But that's usually the separation. So people will call in saying, yeah, I'm on day 3. I'm starting to feel a fever, but the sore throat went away. So I think I have flu. Well, if I keep writing Tamiflu, which I don't unless I'm 100%, if I keep writing it, then it's not going to be there for the people who really need it. Remember, there was a Tamiflu shortage years ago. Now, well, we had an issue during swine flu, but we also had an issue when there was the avian flu. And there was an avian flu outbreak, I forget which year it was, and it was in the preteens, I believe, to the early teens. And the only thing that we thought could address it was Tamiflu. And people were hoarding Tamiflu. They were going to the doctor saying, I need Tamiflu. I need to have it on standby. And then the CDC and public officials said, will you guys stop that? Stop writing something because we need it for the people who actually have it. Well, a medical professional, when they see you face-to-face, can verify if you're sick or not. When it's over the phone, somebody could be like, oh, gosh, is there going to be a Tamiflu shortage? Well, we're going to need it this year. So, okay, hold on a second. Here we go. I'm going to call. Here we go. Oh, it's Dr. Dahlia Wax. Oh, I could snow her. Here we go.
Hi, I'm sick with the flu.
And I'm like, oh, my God, baby girl, you sound so bad. What happened? Oh, my God,
I got a bad fever.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So, I mean, how do I know? How do I know they're sick or not? You know, and when you're a doctor, you don't want to tell somebody they're lying, especially when you can't prove they're lying. So the problem we have is we are overprescribing Tamiflu, Enzo Flus, and Relenza to people who might not be having the flu. Now, some of you will say, but I tested for COVID. I tested for COVID, and my COVID is negative. So, process of elimination, it has to be the flu. Well, I'm telling you right now, 90% of individuals who have been calling in saying they have COVID said their first test was negative. They retested the next day or the following day, and they were positive. So if you told me you felt like crap, you did a COVID test and it was negative, I can't do anything with that. Because you might not show up positive with these at-home tests for a few days. And so it's frustrating because we've all gone into selfish mode. Once we saw what our fellow Americans did when it came to toilet paper, we're like, okay, you know what? You guys are brutal. You know, when I saw people I knew and loved, right, stock up on toilet paper, and I'm like, I hope they lend me a square if I need it. I'm like, what are you guys going to do with medication? I mean, we really have an all men for themselves. You know, it is in women. It's a blood sport out there. And I'm rarely worried because flu can be deadly. Flu itself may not kill you, but getting pneumonia, getting some of the secondary effects, heart attack, stroke, flu is nasty. We are expecting a bad flu season. So it's interesting because we do have flu cases going up. We have hospitalizations. We've already had a few hundred deaths. We've had some pediatric deaths. Flu season is here, and it's a real one. I can't tell you if it's going to be as bad as 2018 or 2017. We don't know yet. All we know is Australia said it was higher than normal. It was, you know, 2019 plus. So the flu shot, apparently, according to Australia, was a pretty good match. So I feel confident in our flu shot this year, which is why I got it. But we have more times than not, if somebody is sick right now, it's COVID and not flu. And we have got to stop giving Tamiflu to COVID patients. Tamiflu doesn't work on COVID patients. And people will not go in and get tested. We need these home tests. Apparently, there are tests that have been distributed, manufactured, created, produced. I just don't know how easily accessible they are, that will test for COVID, flu, and RSV. So hopefully, if you are COVID negative, you test positive for flu. We know if you're negative for all of them, you're probably just going to have to retest in a day or two. But if we get those home tests that also test for flu, now we're in the money. But I told you guys, you cannot be taking a 5-day course of Tamiflu for poops and giggles and go, well, if I'm wrong, then I'll get treated for COVID. They're not going to treat you for COVID if it's over 5 days. Paxlovid is only indicated the first 5 days. So if you spend 5 days on Tamiflu, you're out of the window. And same thing, if you say, well, I got COVID. You're probably not going to get COVID medication online, but the reason why we test you is because if we're going to put you on a 5-day medication of COVID, we need to know it's not flu. Because with flu, we only have a 48 to 72-hour window. So my advice to you guys is if at all you feel bad, get good testing. I wouldn't trust the over-the-counter test. If it's positive, if your over-the-counter test is positive for COVID, you pretty much have COVID. But if it's negative, you might not have it might not be accurate. So get yourself tested. And if you do test positive for flu, you need to get on Tamiflu as quickly as possible to minimize the length of time of it, just like, you know, the COVID medications, and hopefully minimizes hospitalization and death and cuts a day or two off your course of illness. But multiple drug makers are saying they're short on the drug. Camber, Alvogen, Amneal, McLeod's, Avcare, Zydus, and we don't know when more is coming for Tamiflu. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with World Resource Institute.
And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership say on Monday that its recent missile launches were simulated strikes against South Korea and the United States. Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure to fulfill your civic duty. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marcus asked, do we really need to take antivirals? Do we really need to take a flu medication or a COVID medication? Marcus, I think it's the same Marcus that wrote. Marcus writes some good questions. And for those of you that do not want to call in because you're a little shy, which is okay, or you listen to our show on podcast or late night, you could always write us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia@hotmail.com. You could also write us on Facebook, Twitter, and I'll read your question. But do you really need to take an antiviral if it's a virus? If the virus is going to go away, do you really need to take an antiviral? So it's a good question. I have had the flu before without antivirals. I have had COVID without taking an antiviral, and knock on wood, thank God, I'm here. But these viruses can be a little unpredictable. And so how I look at the antiviral, medication, tool in our, doctor bag is I believe it could only help and there's more benefit than risk. And I don't always want to say it can't hurt because every medication could have a side effect. I have not seen side effects yet to these medications, personally. So with viruses, viruses do have a limit. Most of them do. HIV, no. HIV could live forever, could hide out. Herpes could live forever. The chickenpox virus, varicella, could live forever. You know, herpes 1, herpes 2, hepatitis can live forever if it wants to. Hepatitis A is self-limiting, but B and C could live forever. So there are some viruses that will live forever. And the antiviral keeps it at bay. That's why we have Valtrex, acyclovir, valacyclovir. These are medications that we'll use to, for herpes and for varicella to kind of keep it at bay. We have medications for the hepatitis A. We have medications for the HIV. But the average virus, the average adenovirus, rhinovirus, coronavirus is self-limiting. The average coronavirus is self-limiting. It'll go away. 5 days, 7 days, doubtful 10 days, norovirus, some of these stomach bugs should be gone out of your system after wreaking havoc for, 7 to 10 days. COVID, SARS-CoV-2, something's different with the sucker. I don't know if it's because it was manipulated with or it's because it mutated a different way, but this sucker, I think, lives longer. Didn't we say we had a patient in the UK that had it for 511 days? Another one for 490 days. So, most of us will get over COVID in a week or two, but there is that potential that that COVID could live longer. But a virus, most viruses, will self-limit. Why? Well, it could be in its DNA. It could be that after the cells produce it, and you get such an illness and an immune response, that new virus can't really come in and do much, which is another thing that is very flippant fascinating about COVID. If you get a cold, do you guys remember growing up when you got a cold or you got sick with something viral? Your family would say, well, you're going to be good now for a couple weeks because you just got sick. You're not going to get sick again. And the reason why they would say that is because your immune system would be pretty high, that once you got over a cold, you pretty much didn't have anything for a good few weeks. COVID, no. You could get sick with COVID the next week. Either the same COVID, it relapses, a new COVID that hits you. This COVID thing is weird. It does not follow the textbook. I'm still blown away, and I've been a physician for multiple decades. I'm blown away. So, when you get a basic cold, do you need an antiviral? If it's a cold, and it's a mild cold, most of us have done fine without any antivirals, and there's no real true antiviral we use for a simple cold, simple rhinovirus. But when it comes to COVID or flu, because there's deaths associated with it, we really don't usually die from a common cold. But people can die from COVID, people can die from flu. Not necessarily flu is killing them, but the secondary issues that could come, like heart attack, stroke, pneumonia. Pneumonia is the number one killer in a person with the flu. So with that, we don't want you to get severe flu. We don't want you to have flu longer than you need to. So that's why I suggest the antivirals. Now, bacteria is a different beast. Bacteria is where there's a big push to use antibiotics. Now, not all bacterial infections need antibiotics, but a lot of them do. In fact, I was at a conference, I think this was 2008 maybe, and they were talking about MRSA, these big, huge, nasty boils of drug-resistant bacteria. And there was a study saying you just have to drain it. Now, I'm not advocating this, but this was a study that said a big methicillin-resistant staph boil, if you have one, not super big, maybe big like the size of a quarter, you could drain it, put sterile Vaseline on it, and as long as you drain it and get the pus out, and you put the Vaseline on there, it heals. without needing to be on antibiotics. Now, I don't know if that is continued, but think about it. When you guys have a pimple, and most pimples have bacteria in it, when they pop, do you need to go on antibiotics every time you have a pimple? No. The reason why is what your body does is it walls it off. It takes its inflammatory system to fight it. The remnants of it, it might be white, gray, greenish, yellow, whatever, then concentrates. There's a pressure. Your skin pushes it out. When the skin pushes it out, like a whitehead or whatever, then it's out. If that pocket of goo takes the bacteria with it, the bacteria is gone. The skin, the pimple heals. That's why we don't necessarily tell you guys to pick or pop them, because, you know, we don't want you to have scars, and we don't want you to get your fingers in there and things like that. But, you know, many, many bodies are able to handle it. Now, if you get a cystic one and it's enveloped underneath the skin, we will do an antibiotic to help things along. But not all bacterial skin infections necessarily need antibiotics. But we do, we use them for obviously more serious things. And it's because the bacteria will grow and grow and divide and grow. And it might overtake your immune system. Also, the bacteria can spread. And the bacteria can spread in your blood system, cause sepsis. Look what happened to Bill Clinton. He had urosepsis. He had a kidney infection that went to the blood. And he had to be hospitalized. Not good. So we don't dink around with bacterial infections. If we think you have a bacteria, we will give you antibiotics. We don't want you getting heart valve issues from strep. If we think you have strep, you're going to get an antibiotic. The problem we have is antibiotic resistance. And now shortages, because parents are calling up telemedicine companies saying, yeah, my kid has strep. Why? Well, because somebody at school had strep. Yeah, but there's more kids at school that have flu or COVID. What makes you think it's strep? Well, because they're coughing really bad. You don't cough with strep. You know, well, I just need an antibiotic. We do need to be careful, and we do need to use medications wisely. Now, a lot of you will say, and I've said this too, that I have used an antibiotic during a viral infection, and I got better. And I got better faster. And the Z-Packs are notorious for that. You can take a Z-Pack, or famous for it, infamous for that, and you feel better. Why? Well, I've always said, I think there's some anti-inflammatory effect, or maybe it does help your immune system fight things, or maybe there could be a little bacterial component. I don't know. But I have seen time and time again, women without UTIs feel better on the antibiotic when they have some burning when they pee. I've seen people with bronchitis do better with a Z-Pack, even though bronchitis is, most of them are viral. So antibiotics may make you feel better. It just doesn't necessarily mean they're indicated. And so with viruses, you know, they should be self-limiting. They should go away. If they don't, sometimes we add some extra medications to help things along. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Good question. Keep it up, guys.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one question I've gotten, and I've gotten a slew of these throughout the last couple years, so I'm going to kind of summarize. But you have many individuals out there that were very pro-lockdown. Many people that are going to the polls thought the way Newsom did things, the way Governor Sisolak did things, was right on the money. You have other individuals who want payback. They are so mad, they want revenge. Now, I think the safest, cleanest, most ethical, legal way to get revenge would be going to the polls. And thank God we have a democracy, because when people don't think they get heard, and they feel that that tarnished, that beat up, that assaulted, they might take it out in other ways. And I would rather, you know, people take it out at the poll. But the question keeps coming as, why didn't Sisolak be considered doing a good thing? Why didn't what Newsom did be considered a good thing by more people? And another question I got last week was, why are lockdowns being brought up? It's not as big an issue right now as abortion and the economy. So, you know, I love the psychology of elections. And maybe me being a family doc and having to deal with people with their election anxiety and depression. So I do have some ideas and theories as to what's going on. So first and foremost, you know, Governor Sisolak has said he had to make a choice between saving lives and the economy. He said, you can't rebuild lives. We lost 40,000 lives, he said, due to COVID. You can't get those lives back. You could always get an economy back. All right. So governors who chose lockdown had to choose lives or not. And you had a lot of, you know, liberal versus conservative voices, and people thought, and we talked about this, I was not a fan of lockdowns. I thought it should have been done way differently, but I understand why some governors might have felt panicked or cornered that they had to choose the lesser of two evils, because if people died on their watch, then they would be blamed, and they didn't want to have to go into an election saying, you caused all these deaths because you didn't lock people down, and you didn't lock us down. So it's a decision that many of the governors made, and they might have eased up on the lockdown reopenings, but as we all saw, once you lock down, you can't get it back. We're still not getting people back. We're not getting workers coming back to work. We're not getting kids back at school. We have restaurants and businesses that never were able to recoup. So it was a cluster and a half. But for me as a doctor, And I really wish many of these public officials would talk to us doctors, not political doctors, not doctors that somehow, you know, have were able to win or be appointed and now have to appease the side they're with. I wish they really would have sit down and spoken to a bunch of us who could have said, look, okay, you know, you mandating people stay home can, one, be an issue with those that are now home. And now, one thing we saw in New York, and I saw in multiple families, is the people that were stuck home, that weren't allowed out, when that essential worker, family member worker came home, they brought home COVID. So these guys are sitting ducks. And they should have been able to go out, go on a hike, go and paddleboard. So the lockdown itself was so restrictive that it almost did the opposite. Nobody was getting vitamin D. Nobody was getting fresh air. Nobody was getting exercise. And they were relying more and more on essential workers, and essential workers were working overtime, double time. So we actually had a bunch of essential workers get more sick, when it really could have been, you know what, you're going to take off, we're going to take off, we're going to do this in shifts. It just could have been done differently. Now, in terms of lockdowns, me being a business owner, before anybody brought up lockdown, we were already speaking to our staff going, look, something's up. I've been seeing this for months, that it's a bad flu season. Even if these people don't have flu, there's something else going on. If you guys, you know, if you guys feel like you want to stay home and you want to, you know, we just watch and regroup in a couple weeks, we could do that. Once the schools closed, I'm like, guys, let's close down for a couple weeks. The schools are closed. You need to be with your babies. We don't know what's going on. People are worried. We'll close down. The average business was going to close down on their own. I was. Now, it might have been a little easier because once the governor said, you know, we're going to close down, now we're like, well, are you going to pay us to be closed? So it helped us from a money standpoint, but we were going to use common sense anyway. And then we were going to regroup in a couple weeks, 14 days, right, to flatten the curve. We were going to regroup in a couple weeks going, okay, guys, where are we at? And then we were going to decide, should we still lay low or not? If people aren't running around out there and you don't have the demand, you don't necessarily have to then, you know, be there with the supply. You can shorten your hours. You could have people who want to work, work. People who don't want to work, not work. Well, the individuals, I got a question, who was pro-lockdown? Some people preferred the lockdown because then they got government money. Once the government stepped in saying, we're locking you down, then they got $300, $400 extra per paycheck. Then it went up to $600 per paycheck. Then it went down to $400 per paycheck. And then businesses made money. The problem with all of that is now we have inflation. We overspent. We have businesses that never recouped. We have businesses that had to be closed, and the money that they got didn't barely touch it. So lockdowns are back on the ballot because some people felt that the way it was done, the extent of it, the length of time, the money that had to be made and printed to help businesses, and many businesses didn't even get the money, so they just got screwed, was so inconsistent, it could have been done way better, way differently. Do I get that some governors were scared and they had to make a judgment call? I get that. But the average business, you know, if you don't have people coming in because they're scared of flu or COVID, then you're going to close down. Did you really need a governor? Did you really need a public official saying you need to close? Now, I get public officials said we have to do that because people are stupid and they're going to spread the virus. They're going to spread the illness. Well, when people think that you think they're stupid and that you have to make these rules, or they're not going to like you that much. And you know, once you get sick, you know, you're pretty much not going to want to get sick again with this. Hospitals were overwhelmed. And we were told that the lockdowns had to happen because hospitals were overwhelmed. Well, me as a doctor, my question is, well, why don't we have more hospital beds? We are very underserved from a hospital and medical clinic standpoint. And then what did the lockdowns do? It caused medical offices to close. So we had medical offices and urgent cares closed. So even though some people thought the lockdowns were good, oh, the lockdowns could have done more damage. So why are lockdowns being brought up more than abortion, more than economy in some states? Is because some people never recovered. They lost their business, and they want revenge. And if they have a very strong mental health and they don't, you know, and they aren't violent, they are going to take it out at the polls, which is what I prefer. But people are mad, and they want to know that America hears them. People want to know that the lockdowns were unpopular. And so, you know, it is interesting that something that happened a couple of years ago is so significant. But those individuals that were a part of it are the ones that now, you know, have to pay the price. And as I said before, I would not have wanted to be Governor Sisolak, Governor DeSantis, Governor Newsom, you know, Governor Stitt. I would not have wanted to be Polis, any of these governors during that time, because, man, you had to make some bad judgment calls. But what I probably would have done as a physician is said, look, okay, we can't lock you down and throw you in jail for wanting to feed your family. We can't do that. There is no constitutional authority to do that. But I'm telling you right now, we have a deadly virus. People are dying. Our hospitals are overwhelmed. So we urge you to stay home. We urge you to wear masks. We urge you, when a vaccine comes out, to take it. We're not going to force you because we don't have that. We're America. But you know, there's, and with that urging, most companies would have done common sense. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.